It's time. Exactly at 7 o'clock. Good evening to all of you. Welcome to our second day of our Lenten mission or Lenten retreat. So yesterday we talked about our journey as disciples. We were reminded that we are here because we belong to God. Now I ask you, please answer honestly, do you love God? That I am sure of. Because I define love in a very simple way. Love is presence. It's a way of saying, I am here because I love God. Just the same way that God expresses His love for us. He came here to show His love for us. I came because I love you. There are some people who simply say, I love you, but they don't really mean what they say. You know, words are so confusing at times. When you ask a girl, do you love me? And if the girl says, maybe, that means yes. But if you ask a boy, do you love me? And the boy says, yes, that means maybe. Sometimes words are really confusing. There was this guy who says in a letter to her girlfriend, I love you so much, and I can't wait to see you again. I really want to be with you forever. I can climb the highest mountain just to be with you. I can cross the deepest sea just to see your beauty. I'm willing to travel the hottest and most arid desert just to be with you once again. Love, Ronald. P.S. I will visit you tomorrow if it will not rain. Liar. Those guys are really not meaning what they are saying. So I am sure that you really love God because you are here. Love is presence. Please give yourselves a big round of applause. Only for those who are present, of course, no? And that is a very simple way, no? I hope you really take that to heart. When you say you love your family, you love your children, where should you be? You should be with them. Because love is presence, no? If you are always with your friends, then you'll really love your friends. When you have special occasions, Christmas, New Year, Thanksgiving Day, and you are with your friends, it is your friend that you really love. Not your family. You are a liar. You are a hypocrite. As Jesus would put it nicely. Hypocrites. Loser. Loser. So let us really express what we really want to say. And as it has been said, we are defined not by what we think or say. We are defined by what we do. It is a living proof of what is truly in our hearts. So tonight, let us begin our discussion on commitment to serve. Let us begin with this prayer song as we used to do it. If you know the song, you may sing. This is a song that I sung when I was ordained 30 years ago. Happened, the sound disappeared. Make me a servant, humble and meek. Lord, let me lift up those who are weak and may. Make me a servant
today.
Make me a
servant, humble and meek. Lord, let me lift up those who are weak, and may the prayer of my heart always be, make me a servant,
make me a servant, make me a servant today.
That is my dream, to really be of service to others. And I know your pastors have the same dream for themselves.
Make me a servant, humble and meek. Lord, let me lift up those who are weak, and may the prayer of my heart always be, make me a servant, make me a servant, make me a servant today. And may the prayer of my heart always be, make me a servant, make me a servant, make me a servant today.
Sometimes things do happen, not the way you planned it, as what we have seen yesterday in the video. But you know, even if things do not go the way I want it to be, I never get frustrated, not anymore. Before, yes. You know, when somebody forget to turn out the light, who didn't turn up that? Now I'll just go to the switch and turn it off. Why make a big problem of something that is so small? Something trivial. Sometimes we are fed up and we are irritated by traffic. In the Philippines, there's so much traffic. And people got irritated. Why? If you got irritated, will the traffic move? No. Sometimes they kill each other. If you have the Filipino channel, some Filipinos are here. Really, they kill each other because of the traffic. Once they argue, and then somebody shot the other, and then, you know what happened? The person died, but your life is also destroyed. Your family is embarrassed, and now you go into hiding just with that very, very simple thing. I learned how to control myself because I have to admit that I am not in control. There are situations for you not to be frustrated. Accept that you are not in control. When you expect much, you will just be frustrated more. We are irritated by people. Why are you like that? You cannot change people. You can only change yourself. There's a saying, you can bring the carabao to the river, but you cannot force it to drink. Try, get a carabao, if you can force a carabao to drink. If it does not like to drink, you can never force it to. Even your own children, they do not love me, Father. Sometimes it happens. You cannot force your children to love you. Just be lovable. The rest is up to them. We are never in control, so if you have that attitude, you will never be frustrated. You will never be sad, knowing that I am not in control. I have done my best, but my best wasn't good enough. No? There is a song like that. I did my best, but I guess my best wasn't good enough. It happens at times. So even if things like this do happen, I don't mind. yesterday, the video and the voice doesn't go together. No? Have you observed? No? The video is slow, the voice is fast. I don't mind. If it is God's will, then it is. It will happen. I think everything happens for a good reason. I told you yesterday, if our plans don't push through, it is because God has a better plan for us. So let us begin today with this commitment to serve. Let us first define what commitment is. Commitment. It has a cross in the middle. No? That's the letter T. Please read. Pledge to do something. It is a pledge. No? It is our desire. It is our dream. That is our goal, to be committed to something. But of course, there are moments when our commitment waver. We are subjected to so many trials, so many problems. Some of us here are going through a bad time with the family. Some children have problems. And all of this are tests of faith. There was this three guy who was arguing. Who has the real God? There was a Muslim and a Buddhist, Chinese Buddhist, and a Christian. Now they were arguing, whose God is the true God? The Muslim said, Allah is the true God. The Chinese said, no, Buddha is the true God. Of course, the Christian said, Christ, Jesus Christ is the true God. The Muslim got fed up with the argument, so the Muslim said, come on, let us just have a competition to prove whose God is true God. What kind of competition? The Christian said, we go up the mountain and we jump up the cliff, and whoever lives has a true God. So they agreed. The three of them went up the mountain, and they're in the cliff. Who's going first? And the Muslim said, we Muslims are brave, so I will be the first one to jump and prove to you that Allah is the true God. So he positioned himself near the edge of the cliff, and then he jumped. And while jumping, he was shouting, Allah! 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 The Muslim, all his bones were broken. The Christian was sweating slowly. Who's going next? And the Buddhist Chinese said, I will go next to prove to you that Buddha is true God. The Christian was happy with that. Because if the Buddhist will die, he can just go home, no? Anyway, no one will be watching anyway. So the Buddhist positioned himself at the edge of the cliff, and he jumped. And while falling, he was shouting, Buddha! 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 When very near the ground, there was a strong wind that floated the Chinese and put him gently on the ground. And the Buddhist was alive and shouting, praise you, Buddha! Praise you! You are true God! And then the Chinese look at the Christian. Now it's your turn, Christian! The Christian was already sweating so much, no? But he cannot do anything. So he positioned himself in the cliff and shouted, Jesus! And he jumped. And while falling, he was shouting, Jesus! Jesus! Jesus, nearing the floor. Jesus, Jesus, when he was near the ground. Buddha, Buddha, Buddha! No commitment. It became Buddha. Imagine that. Well, these are people who are not committed. It is a pledge to be strong, especially in moment of trials. There was this priest. What a big problem, really. It shook his priesthood, because there was a doctor who had an affair with the secretary, and the secretary got pregnant. And the doctor said to the secretary, we cannot let people know this. I'm a married man, and I'm a doctor. It's shameful for our family, so let's hide this. They hid the secret for 9 months until the doctor found a way to get to escape that scandal. So he went to the secretary and said, I found a way so we can get out of this. I will be operating on a priest this afternoon. This is what we will do. I will give birth to our child, and then I will put the child beside the priest after operating him and say to the priest when he wakes up, "Father, it's a miracle. You gave birth to a boy." So that's what happened. The doctor gave birth to the child, put the child beside the priest after the operation. And when the priest woke, he was surprised. "What happened, doctor? What's this? There is a child beside me." "Father, it is a miracle. You gave birth to a boy. That is impossible, doctor. How can that be?" "I am the witness. I gave birth to you." The priest cannot do anything. So he took the boy to the convent. And the boy grew. And when the boy was 15 years old, the priest called the boy, "Come and I will tell you a secret." And the boy said, "What's that, Papa?" "I am not your papa." "Who are you?" "I am your mama." Sometimes when these things happen to us, we don't really know what will happen next. And it really, it shakes our world. No, our commitment waver. We become weak. These are tragedies that we experience as much as possible. We would like to avoid, but sometimes they are really unavoidable. No, we suffer things that we do not really want. Remember, to be committed is to pledge to God that despite the fact that we have trials in life, we have tribulations, we experience tragedies, we remain to be faithful to Him. These are tests of faith. Look at the boy. Some people will say, "Really, Father, I'm so brokenhearted. I don't want to love anymore. It is so painful. I don't want to love. I don't want to try again." Some people would say that. So, I don't want to apply for a job, Father. I'm always rejected for many times. I don't want to try anymore. Some people would say, "I don't want to take that board exam anymore. I always fail. I do not want to try anymore." You know, it is true. When you try, you might fail. But if you don't try, you already failed. Just don't give up that easily. We are made to be successful. We are made to be triumphant, not to be losers. We are meant to be successful. That is what God wants us to be. These tests of faith are good for us. As St. Peter said, please read, "These have come so that the proven genuineness of your faith of greater worth than gold, which perishes even though refined by fire, may result in praise, glory, and honor when Jesus Christ is revealed." St. James says, please read, "The testing of your faith produces perseverance." We become stronger. We become more resilient. We don't just give up and simply say, "I will persevere." I told you yesterday, to persevere is simply to say, "I will not give up. I will not back up. I will not shut up." That is proving that we are stronger. Don't say, "Lord, I have a big problem." They say, "Big problem, I have a bigger God." That is what faith does for us, to persevere. Watch this video. It is the story of Daniel and his three friends, Meshach, Shadrach, and Abednego. This was during the reign of King Nebuchadnezzar. Nebuchadnezzar, they thought of him as a god, so people should worship him. But you know, Hebrews don't worship any other god but the God in heaven, Yahweh. So, what happened to them? Watch. That is Daniel, Nebuchadnezzar. Meshach, Shadrach, and Abednego.
I cannot. I will not worship that. With all our hearts, we follow you.
Bow your heads!
Seek your presence. With all my heart, I follow you. I fear you. I seek your presence.
Bring them!
Oh, my friends, your faith will be tested now.
Daniel! What's wrong with them? Why will your friends not bow to me?
I assure you, sire, they will serve you faithfully. All their lives, as I will, but...
But they will only worship God.
I will make them bow.
With our heart, we follow you. We seek your presence. With all our heart, we follow you. We seek your presence. Yeah.
When we wish to bend something that is hard and unyielding, what do we do with it? We put it into the fire.
Majesty,
take it.
We hear you, and we seek your presence.
Burn them.
Majesty, no!
Burn them!
What?
No!
Hey, bring oil!
Come!
Hear my cry. The cause of death entangled me. The anguish of the grave consumes me. Do not ignore my tears. I am overcome by sorrow. I call upon the name of the Lord. Lord, save me!
My enemies will be daunted. They will turn back in shame.
Why do they not burn?
People of Judah, rise! God is with us! He's with us!
See, that is commitment. There was this priest, I remember, who's hearing confession. Suddenly someone knocked at the door, and when the priest opened the door of the confessional box, the priest was surprised because the person knocking was a man with shirt full of blood and with a long knife. We call it a bolo, full of knife. Let's wait for Father Gio. What happened to the sound is a little bit grouchy. Running auto. We begin again. I like the picture of this boy. Maybe you take a picture of your child while he was small and then wish, Lord, I wish that he will not grow up. Okay, so there was this priest. So he asked the man with the clothes full of blood and then with the long knife full of blood, what happened to you? Why are you full of blood, Father? I killed a man. Why did you kill the man? We're just talking and it turned into an argument. He wouldn't give up. So I just killed him, Father. What are you talking about that turned into an argument that made you decide to kill him? Well, Father, he's really forcing me to believe what he say. He said that there is a God, there is a God. I told him, there is no God. There is no God. He kept on insisting, there is a God, there is a God. I told him, there is no God. I said, there is no God. He wouldn't stop, so I just killed him. How about you, Father? Do you believe that there is a God? The priest said, that was before. Now no more. If the long knife is pointed at you, what will you do? Will you be still committed? This is a test of faith. And this is what God expects us to be. The Lord will never abandon those who completely trust in Him. Imagine that. They didn't burn in the fire. Well, the hand of Nebuchadnezzar burned. No, it was real fire. It is in the Bible, no? That they were saved because they trusted and they were committed to the Lord. That is commitment. Service. It is defined, please read, the performance of work or duties for a superior or as a servant. Read, an act or a variety of work done for others. Assistance, help, an act of assistance or benefit, a favor, an act of help or assistance that you can find in the dictionary. In service, this is our goal. Service is a big word. I usually see before, when I was young, in the department stores, you can see, service is our business. In the gasoline station, we serve you with joy. In other stores, it says, restaurants, service with a smile. Now, when you go to the fast foods, it says, self-service. No more would like to serve anymore. So it's important to talk about this. Our goal in service is simple. By Ralph Waldo Emerson, please read, to leave the world a bit better, to know that one life has breathed easier because you have lived. It is nice to hear, no? Like the video that we saw yesterday about the hospital window. Remember the blind man said, you know, I really don't know what to do if it is not for you who tells me what happens in that part. I learned that there is so much to enjoy without having to see. When we share our life, well, it's nice to hear from people, thank you for being here. Sometimes we say, why should I go there? Why should I visit the sick? I cannot cure them anyway. Of course I know that. Even doctors cannot cure some of our illnesses. But if we cannot cure, at least we care. There is such a thing as caring ministry. You cannot cure the person because it's terminal cancer, but at least you are there to care, to let him feel that somebody is with him in his last moments. So it is a very good way of making others feel that life is easier. In the family, you cannot solve all the problems of the members of your family, but if you are there, you can help them carry the burden to make it lighter. Our presence really counts. Even if we cannot solve problems, at least we are there to help them carry the burden. Watch this. A simple person. Thank you. for education.
สิ่งที่เขาได้คือได้แค่ความรู้สึกได้เห็นความสุขได้เข้าใจได้ความรักสิ่งที่เงินซื้อไม่ได้ได้โลกที่สวยงามกว่าเดิมในชีวิตคุณอะไรคือสิ่งที่คุณต้องการมากที่สุด
Everybody has something to give. Everybody has something to share. No?No one is so rich that he does not need anything. And no one is so poor that he cannot share anything. No, he's not a rich guy, but he witnesses happiness. Some people say, I cannot do that anymore, Father. I am too old. Well, some of us here are already really old. I'm going to 60, so in 2 years, I'll be a senior citizen in our country. I'll be enjoying my discounts. No? Okay, so...There was a priest who says, the parishioners, Father, the church is now different, more active than before. You should give your homily walking down in the middle of the church. And the priest says, my son, I am too old. I cannot do that anymore. And also, Father, you should go out and visit the homes of your parishioners. I'm too old. I cannot do that anymore. And Father, you must organize the associations of the parish to activate them.I am too old. I cannot do that anymore. And I heard, Father, that they are now talking about allowing priests to get married. That I can still do. Sometimes we just select what we want to do. But we are able, believe me, maybe I am old. Maybe we are old, but we are not obsolete. We can still be of service to whatever, to whomever.If we decide to be one, to be so. It is a matter of decision. If you really want to be of service to someone, no matter how old you are. Sometimes when people need somebody to listen, if someone has a problem, usually they don't need an advice. They are not looking for solutions. Sometimes people who have problems just want someone to listen. At least it is said,that problem shared is half the problem solved. So when something bothers you, it is better to get it out of your heart, of your system. It will really relieve you of much pain if you share it with somebody whom you trust. Remember, we can give, always give and share something. This man is dead. He is now a stone. See? It's Pericles. Please read. What you leave behind is not what is engraved in stone monuments, but what is woven into the lives of others. That is a wonderful thought about serving others. What you do for yourselves will die with you, but what you do for others will live forever. You will never be forgotten. No, even him is just a stone head, but people still remember the things that he have done here on earth. How do you want to be remembered? I think that is a good question. Yesterday, we talked about Ash Wednesday, and every one of us here will soon be gone. I hope not that soon, but I am sure that it will come. How do you want to be remembered? I took pictures. Sometimes when I bless somebody in the cemetery, I go around for a while after the burial, and I take pictures of some of the amazing and wonderful epitaph. Tombstone. This one, Anyana Titular, April 25, 1944, during the war, was born. July 2, 2007. So how old is he? That means he is already 56 plus 7, 63 years old. And she died. But the epitaph says, beloved wife, mother, and grandmother. It is a nice epitaph. This one, Rowell Belanige. Loving memories never die as years roll by and days pass by. It's like a poem, no? But he's still dead, no? Nothing different. But at least there's a nice poem, no, on top of you. This one, Norberto Paulino. Blessed is this man, maketh the Lord his trust. He delight to do his will. He delight to do his will. God's law is within his heart. Very nice. It's from the Psalm. He makes it an old English version that makes it hard to read and understand. I know if he himself understand what is written about him, no? Maybe he does not understand that too. And this one, husband and wife. Still in death, they are together. I have competed well. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. But sometimes I'm amused because I see tombstone with nothing written on it except the name, the birthday, and the day of death. I am asking why. Not even R.I.P. Rest in peace. Maybe they cannot say anything about the person. Say, what will we write? Don't write anything. Anyway, he is a bad person. No, let us not lie about the person. Not even something there, no? Just the name. Okay. How about you? How do you want to be remembered? What do you want to be written? Here lies the troublemaker of our risen Lord Parish. He always contradict the priest. Thanks be to God, he's dead. Do you want that? Here is the two-timer of our town. Here lies the rumor monger of the county. Now his mouth is shut. Thanks be to God. What do you want people to say about you, especially your family? It is a good way. You know, when we talk about regrets, they say when we are almost there, you know, when we are about to give up our last breath, our regrets will not be about the things that we did. Our greatest regrets will be about the things that we didn't do. The dreams that we didn't follow. So when you have a dream, follow them. They surely know the way. But my dreams do not come true. If your dream dies, dream another one. You are not prohibited to dream. Sometimes when you stop dreaming, you start dying. What they will place in your tombstone is, when you stop dreaming at 50, they will say, died at 50, buried at 75. Because the moment you don't have any dreams anymore, you're already dead. Just keep on dreaming and follow them because they know the way. This is Helen Keller. Please read. Life is an exciting business and most exciting when it is lived for others. It is true. That is what we are going to live behind this world, no? What we did. Not what we think, not what we say, but what we do. This is Albert Pike. Please read. What we have done for ourselves alone dies with us. What we have done for others and the world remains and is immortal. Not even death can prevent you to live forever if you have lived a life of service, especially to the parish or to your community, and most especially to your family.